So what kind of advice would you give people who are trying to grow and harvest seaweed in Alaska waters?
Well, first of all, the only seaweed that we can really grow easily right now is going to be kelps, like sugar kelp and bull kelp. And what I usually tell people is that we can probably get them to grow at any place. It's not a problem. The issue is going to be the product. They need to have a market. They need to know what they're going to be making as a final product and who they're selling it to. So they need a business plan that way.
So have you like consulted along the way and helped the process go more smoothly?
Nobody has actually grown kelp yet in Alaska for commercial profit yet. Last year there was some that was grown here in Kodiak that Blue Evolution did, and a little bit in Ketchikan. But all the other people that have contacted me have not put anything in the water yet. They're all just planning. So, you know, I give them the information they need to be successful in doing outplantings, growing seed and gathering fertile material and so on, and the rest of it's up to them.
Is there like one or two questions that kind of pop up again and again, or that like you hear most frequently, or concerns?
A lot of them don't know much about the biology of the plants, and so that's one of the things we have to talk to them about, that there's a alternation of generations, that there's a certain amount of work you have to do onshore or in the lab or something like that, and then a certain amount of work you have to do for outplanting. The timing of outplanting is things that people ask, the depth of outplanting, the location, what's a good location, those are sorts of things they ask.
What is a good location?
Pretty much any place. I usually tell them to try to find a place that has a fair amount of current, it's not too exposed, and has a salinity that's high enough. No fresh water nearby.